This morning's scripture lesson is taken from Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. Today's scripture is about Jesus and Zacharias. Zacharias is a Hebrew name meaning clean or pure, but he was a corrupt tax collector who worked for the Roman government. This scripture tells us about his encounter with Jesus to find out more of Jesus' mission to seek and save the lost. Let us listen to Luke's words, starting at verse 1. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacharias. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacharias, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All he saw, it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacharias stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Jesus was constantly full of surprises. Surprises that often shock the people around. And we tend to be desensitized to just the shock value of what Jesus did. We're so familiar with the stories that they don't seem so shocking. We don't always understand the culture in which Jesus lived and in which the context of these stories took place, so we don't understand all the dynamics that were being played out. But Jesus did shocking things. He shocked the people with his miracles. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He multiplied the bread and fish to feed 5,000. He calmed the storm, walked on the water. These are all shocking things. He even raised a couple of folks back to life who had died. These would shock the crowds. He also shocked the people with his teachings, especially when it concerned the religious laws. Would take the Sabbath. The Sabbath, all it says is remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. But they put all these little rules and regulations on what it meant to keep the Sabbath and not work. And they became really burdensome. And Jesus just kind of rejected all that. And he got to the heart of the matter, that the Sabbath is that time that we worship God, that we rest, and that we do good. But then again, another way he treated the law was, he didn't say just you keep it with your outward actions, but you have to keep it with your inward thoughts and attitudes. He equated anger with murder. He equated lust with adultery. It's not just what you do, but it's what's in your heart and your head that matter also. This was shocking to the people. Then he shocked them with whom he hung out with. They accused him of being a friend of tax collectors and prostitutes. Sinners. Oh, you don't hang out with sinners. He talked with a Samaritan woman. A Samaritan, the Jews hated the Samaritans, and it was a woman. Men didn't talk to women. Who was this guy? He would touch the leper, the unclean people. He would even touch. He healed a Roman centurion's son. He, you know, dealt with this Roman, this soldier, this oppressor. No, he shocked the people. And that's what we have in this story today with Zacchaeus. And this is kind of how I see the story. I like to read between the lines, as you know. And Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. He's on his way to the cross. But his reputation has gone before him, and the people of Jericho learn that he's coming. And so they gather in mass to see this Jesus as he comes through. And I'm sure they were hoping to see a miracle or have Jesus give them some profound teaching. And so they're all excited. The whole town's out there, but no one expected one person to show up. No one really expected Zacchaeus, the tax collector, the one who collaborates with Rome, their enemy. No one expects him to be there, but there he is. But we know that he's short in stature, and he's trying to get to the front so he can see Jesus, and I'm sure the people took great pleasure in preventing him from getting there. You know, a hip thrown out here, a well-placed elbow. And Zacchaeus isn't getting through, and perhaps he's taking notes on who's got the pointed elbows, and he'll get even later. But he runs ahead of the crowd, and he climbs up the sycamore tree so he can see when Jesus comes by. And so the crowd is progressing down the street, and they look up, and they see Zacchaeus. I suspect it was Matthew. Matthew that comes over to Jesus and said, "Jesus, see that man over there? That's Zacchaeus. He's the chief tax collector of this area." Matthew either knew him personally or knew him by reputation, because Matthew was a tax collector who had given it up to follow Jesus. But I suspect he's pointing him out. And when Jesus gets up there, Jesus says, "Zacchaeus, come on down. I'm coming over to your place to stay." And Zacchaeus comes running down. Now, I think no one's shocked more than him, but there is also the big shock of the crowd. "Zacchaeus." And they start to grumble. Why would he stay there? And often when Jesus shocked people, the response was they would grumble. And so they're grumbling, why is he going to Zacchaeus? If he's staying in Jericho, why isn't he staying with some more outstanding citizen than Zacchaeus? I mean, there's the head of the synagogue. He could stay there. There are numerous Pharisees here. He could stay with them, or priests that live here. Not Zacchaeus. Jesus didn't even have to defend himself because Zacchaeus did it for him. Zacchaeus said, "Look, I'm going to give half my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone," and good chance he cheated a lot of people, "if I have cheated anyone, I'm going to pay them back four times what I cheated them." Now, I'm not very good at finances, but I got to imagine giving up half of what you have, and if you were a tax collector in the days of Jesus, paying back four times what you swindled people out of, he's not going to have a lot of money left over. But this is what he says he's going to do. And Jesus' response to that is, "Salvation has come to this child of Abraham." To this child of God that you people were rejecting, but salvation has come to him. And that's the reason why I've come, was to save those who were lost. I wish Luke had kind of done a follow-up on this story. I would like to know if Zacchaeus went from the most hated person in Jericho to the most exalted person in Jericho. You know, hip, hip, hooray for Zacchaeus. I'd like to know if Zacchaeus followed through and gave away what he said he would. Or did he stop and count like, ooh, I didn't mean to say that. I wonder if he quit the IRS. Did he remain a follower of Jesus the rest of his life? I told you that I thought the crowd came hoping to see a miracle or to have Jesus give them some profound lesson. I believe they got both. They saw the miraculous transformation of Zacchaeus from a dreaded, terrible tax collector to one who gives away half of his fortune and repays those that he swindled four times. We see the miracle of a changed life. And then we have the lesson, the profound lesson, that Jesus came to save the lost, people like Zacchaeus. And if people like Zacchaeus can be saved, there's hope for the rest of us. Luke tells the story of this wee little man who all he wanted to do was to see Jesus. But not only did he see Jesus, he was seen by Jesus. And he was called out by name. And he was transformed by the love and the grace of Jesus. And he was named to be one of the people of God, one of the children of Abraham. This was a shocking story to the people that heard it. This was a shocking story to the people of Jericho. And it's a shocking story to us today. Because God is able to see us, to love us, to transform us and call us by name to be his people. And then we also have the privilege of partnering with Jesus as he continues to shock people today by our loving and offering grace and caring for others, especially those that might be considered least in society. Will we do it? Will we work with Jesus to shock our world today? Amen.